You're listening to SBS News. The Turnbull government set aside $41 million in the May budget for a national space agency. Victoria, Western Australia, South Australia, New South Wales, the Northern Territory and the ACT have all expressed interest in hosting the agency, which will be set up on a temporary basis in Canberra from July the 1st. Victoria's bid focuses on the fact that it already hosts the biggest names in aerospace and on its history of manufacturing experience. Lead scientist Amanda Caples says space technology is used in a variety of ways, from satellite navigation to agriculture, health and land management.
Victoria has the ecosystem to make our space technologies an area of future growth for the economy. Our approach has been to work with the community, with the startups, with the small businesses, with the major firms such as Lockheed Martin and Thales, and to bring that all together collectively to co-design a plan that can really shift Victoria's participation in space technologies into the future.
Victoria's Industry Minister Ben Carroll has asked for a meeting with his federal counterpart before the end of the month to press Victoria's case. He says the global space industry has a lot to offer.
By 2040, the space industry is expected to be worth $1 trillion, and more than that, up to 20,000 jobs. But it's not just astronauts we're talking about. We're talking about scientists, engineers, biologists, and indeed teachers.
Western Australia says it has geographic advantages with its latitude, making it ideal for networks that require global coverage of space assets. It also claims a substantial capability in the development and use of space-derived applications and services, arguing it has a major competitive advantage in applications in agriculture, mining, offshore oil and gas, and remote operations and robotics. Associate Professor Alan Duffy from Melbourne's Swinburne University concedes that there's plenty of expertise in Western Australia.
Some of my best colleagues are from WA, so I don't want to denigrate WA in any way. They have unique assets in terms of the wide open spaces. They can site huge receivers that take the data from space. There's no doubt that an Australian space agency and an Australian space industry will utilise the best locations to do the best work. We just think that when it comes to building that future, the new satellites, the new technologies, as well as analyzing that data with new artificial intelligence and machine learning techniques, that it's Victoria that is the natural home, simply because so many people, grads as well as companies, are already here.
Greg Diet, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.